For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud. And they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good Friday morning to you here on Good Friday on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad you're with us. Kim St. Ange, Carl Middleman in here. Susan Thomas handling the traffic this morning, which should be fairly calm, I would think. I was listening to the weather report, and our friend Matt Chambers over at Channel 4 this morning saying he wouldn't expect anybody to need an umbrella before 5 or 6 o'clock tonight. For Sue Thomas's sake, I'm hoping that's after 6 o'clock when it will no longer be her responsibility to warn you about what's going on out there, because we're expecting a lot of rain over the weekend. Between tonight, late tonight, all day tomorrow, and then, of course, to Easter Sunday. Whatever your plans are, best of luck to you on that, because it's going to be not the sunny Easter weekend that we've all been hoping for. Did you see the meme Carl sent us yesterday, Kim? about the Easter eggs?
Yes. It is honestly a tea towel in my kitchen on the stove.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's funny. Like the big egg, the legs egg, is that what you were talking about?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Which we talked about, Kim, we talked about you on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
About eggs?
The Pew Pew Show, yes.
Yes.
About hiding real eggs versus...
I'll guarantee you if we did a poll right now, the vast majority of people would hide the plastic eggs.
No, we're saying, yes, we agree with that now.
But you're saying back in the day.
Back in the day.
Okay,
even
I
when you were
that.
A child in the 80s.
Yes. Okay, I barely squeaked into the 80s.
But people still hid real eggs.
Yeah, real eggs. And
expensive.
We bought the plastic eggs, but that'll be nicer since we're probably going to have to hide them inside now since the weather's going to be so nasty, right? Mm-hmm. And you can put little treats in them.
Well, yeah, you can't put a treat in a hard-boiled egg.
That'd be
that
hard.
That is the treat.
Yeah, for kids
the
these days,
egg?
Not,
yeah.
I love a good hard-boiled egg, but most kids these days would not be excited. Oh, wow, a hard-boiled egg. Mm, what
I
a
get
treat.
Fed.
Yeah, no kidding. So, what's that?
Kim loves them.
I do. I eat 3 hard-boiled eggs every morning on the way to work. I peel them while I'm driving with one hand.
Yeah, I get it.
Safely.
True. Yeah. Yeah. I pull over and I'm stopped while I peel the egg. That's right. Thank you, Carl. I'm glad you said that.
We've got lots to get to for you. We got to Congressman Eric Burleson is going to join us on the Capitol beat this morning about 7:35 because obviously they're going to be on recess, I believe, here for the Easter weekend. But they're still working on a lot of great stuff up in D.C. on this reconciliation bill, including the possibility that got floated yesterday of a tax increase. Of all things, that one caught, it was not on my bingo card. We'll talk to Congressman Burleson about that at 7:35. J.J. Carafano, we had Marco Rubio overnight saying, listen, we're trying desperately here to get a peace agreement between Ukraine and Russia. If it becomes apparent to us in the next couple of weeks that that's not going to be possible, we've got other priorities, so we're going to move on with it. We'll get to Jim at about 7:20 this morning. But, Carl, what are our top stories today?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The only thing that's gone up, actually, is interest rates, because we have a Federal Reserve chairman that is playing politics.
Yeah, I have been a proponent of this since way back, that it's time for Jay Powell to go. And Donald Trump sees it. He saw what he did during the Biden administration to try to get him reelected by cutting interest rates rapidly all in a row. And now he won't do that under Donald Trump. And he's trying to upset the markets, it seems like, on purpose. So what happens next? We will see.
Well, the hood don't know who the oligarchy is. What? How do you say it?
Fighting oligarchy.
They don't know what the hell you're talking about. I mean, they don't. You know, when the people are talking about neoliberal, they don't know what you're talking about.
That is somebody named Teslin Figaro on the Breakfast Club radio show, that nationally syndicated show. And she's basically saying Bernie Sanders and AOC need to back off using the word oligarchy because the people they're trying to reach don't know what the hell that means.
I expressed myself to the people that were in important places about the importance. And I told them in no uncertain terms of what I thought the consequences were in heading down this.
Yeah. Rahm Emanuel, one to always take advantage of a good crisis, is the one that is now saying he warned Joe Biden's inner circle. That would include Dr. Jill, of what would happen if he tried to run for re-election, which means what did they know and when did they know it?
I promise you that I'm going to roll up my sleeves and I'm going to work every day as hard as I can to change our trajectory to be a mayor for all of St. Louis.
Well, 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 that's how it started 2 days ago. That is Mayor Kara Spencer being sworn, her speech after being sworn into office, I think, on Wednesday of this week. And everybody's, you know, all hunky-dory and ready to move on and meet with the new mayor and see how different she'll be than Mayor Tishara Jones. Well, it started well, but we're already seeing a few problems popping up along the way. I'll have to say, City Hall looks better without that fencing all around it. I didn't see any tents out there yet, but I'll look again when I leave today because with the weather warming up like this, the homeless encampments will be back. And then you start to wonder, well, who will Kara Spencer surround herself with? And that's the point you need to realize that they're kind of all in this together. This is what we talked about before the election. People were fed up with Tishara Jones for good reason, but you're not necessarily trading it in for a better model. Can I just tell you that? It's not like going down to the old car dealership and finding one you like better and trading it in. You don't always get the better car. I'm just telling you. Here's the first kink in the armor that we saw yesterday. And this is a complicated background story, but it's still true. And I've been able to confirm it pretty much this morning through public document searches. Kara Spencer, one of her first actions was to appoint a guy named Dan Gunther, who was a former member of the Board of Aldermen, to be her liaison to the Board of Aldermen. So he will be the person dictating her policy concerns to the Board of Aldermen, which is, you know, a pretty powerful position when you think about that. Well, even, a couple things you need to know about Dan Gunther. He has long been on the Megan Green team, right, from way back, like they're tight. And so any space you thought might have existed between new Mayor Kara Spencer and Megan Green, who's got her own issues running the Board of Aldermen, these people are the – when I tell you that they are the hard left of progressive politics in the city, this is almost the triumvirate. This is the core of it, okay? Megan Green, Kara Spencer, Dan Gunther. Dan Gunther is a member of the Communist Party, or at least he has been. He's a Communist Party member. So I just throw that out there because it's pretty easy to confirm. Now, maybe he has discontinued his membership, but it was not hard to find his name listed on the membership rolls for the Communist Party here in the Missouri area. And active in democratic socialist groups over the past few years. And also groups that have been associated with Megan Green. And I don't know if Kara Spencer has been a member of any of those or not. I didn't see her name in there. But the point is, you're not, we didn't get an upgrade here when it comes to policies and the direction the city is going, which is in the opposite direction of where it needs to go. Unless you believe in communism and socialist policies. These are the people now running the government. If you didn't like the way Tashara Jones ran the government, strap in, I should say, because you are going to be in for a ride here, I'm afraid.
So I was looking at Dan Gunther's picture, and I now recognize him. I remember interviewing him for a story back at Channel 4. I don't remember about what. I had no idea that he was at least a former, if not current, member of the Communist Party. That's a little bit of a shock and scary that now she's going to be having such close ties with him. The only thing that I'm encouraged by with Kara Spencer is that she seems to not hate the police. And at least she says that publicly, that she wants to hire more. Will she actually do that? Well, time will tell.
Yeah,
but,
we'll see.
You know, Tashara Jones was kind of anti-police.
Well,
in my opinion.
Nothing's going to change in terms of big government, big taxes, and now it all makes a little more sense when you see, as we talked about yesterday, with Better Together and merger, regional cooperation. Cooperation is a long word for cash, just so you know. When you want regional cooperation, it's you want to reach in somebody else's back pocket and take out their wallet because you don't think they're paying enough to fund your programs that you think are going to defeat poverty and crime and all those issues. So that you already see kind of where this is going. Maybe we'll be proven wrong, but
I hope she's a good, you know, change for St. Louis.
I just don't think that's a good sign when that is one of your first appointments, I'll have to say. Wow. All right. Coming up, more on the trip to El Salvador that continues. Cory Booker's going down there now. Imagine that. Several other congressmen have flown to El Salvador. They got a whole Democrat contingent down there in El Salvador right now, and they finally got to meet with this Garcia guy. We'll cover that for you when we come back here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
J.D. Vance. So, I don't know.
I see these pictures tonight, and I think, boy, the party of women is really covering itself in glory tonight. I mean, I don't understand why the American left falls in love with the worst people. You've got a gang-banging, human-trafficking, wife-beating, illegal alien, and a United States senator in a ludicrous display of energy is in El Salvador having Mai Tais and Yahtzee. I do not get it. I do not understand why the left takes on the heroes
other, the
people
part
like
of this,
I don't get it.
I think...
Thank you, Scott Jennings. That's who they've identified themselves with on the left. Chris Van Hollen, Cory Booker's rushing to El Salvador now because he's mad that Chris Van Hollen got there first. Three other liberal congresspeople are flying down there. God knows how much taxpayer money is being wasted. Maybe it doesn't cost much to go to El Salvador. I don't know. They're not being allowed near the prison. I heard the report this morning. Chris Van Hollen's car was stopped at a checkpoint 2 miles from the notorious Gulag prison that, you know, they're trying to ramp up how horrible the prison is. Prison should be horrible. I'm sorry. If you're being punished for a crime, it shouldn't be, a walk in the park. I'm not saying there should be murders and all, but that happens in prisons. You want to avoid. The point is you want to avoid that. And Chris Van Hollen's on his way to this prison, and suddenly there's a roadblock. And they think it was only set up to stop him from getting any closer to the prison. That's the conspiracy theory now. I don't know about you, but I'm not buying it. Chris Holland is a grandstander. Chris Van Hollen, he's down there for one reason, and that is to run for president in 2028. That's all he cares about.
Well, yeah, he'll run on. I was the one who brought him back.
He did meet with him yesterday.
And got margaritas.
And if you look at the picture of the guy, they're sitting at a table at a little diner somewhere. He was escorted over there out of prison in full street clothes, right? He's got on like a checkered shirt and jeans, and looks like he just and a hat, a Kansas City Chiefs hat, and he just walked out of Walmart. and he's sitting there with Chris Van Hollen, and you can see the tattoos on his left arm. Now, here's the thing about El Salvador that you may or may not know. In El Salvador, the only people who have tattoos are gang members. You get the tattoo to identify which gang you're in, right? On their hands, they get a marijuana plant symbol tattooed on their index finger, and then another symbol on the middle finger, and then a 1 and a 3 on the remaining two fingers, the ring finger and the pinky, for MS-13. You can see the tattoo on his hand in the picture with Chris Van Hollen. For liberals in this country to stand up in front of a TV or a radio microphone and claim this guy's not a member of MS-13, here's the deal. You can go join the Knights of Columbus, or you can go join your favorite fraternal organization. You could join a fraternity in college. Maybe many people did. You can also quit that fraternity. You can. Gangs aren't like that. It's like being a member of the mob. You're either in or you're not, but you're never not a member of it. The guy is a member of a terrorist El Salvadoran gang. Whether he was active in it the last few years doesn't matter. There's evidence he was involved in human trafficking in Tennessee, and he broke into our country illegally. He's not coming back here. Now, his wife is welcome to move to El Salvador to be closer to the gulag where he's now housed if she would like to. But the Democrats trying to whip up empathy for this guy as a poster child is just misplaced.
No other country would take him. So where else would if he's not coming back to the U.S., where else would he go?
I don't know. I don't know, but it's distracting from a lot of other important things that are going on, like how low the numbers are of people coming in at the border. So what's Van Hollen going to do? Fly him back up to Mexico and let him sneak back across? You can't fly somebody with terrorist ties who's been deported by a judge back into the country. I mean, that must be what the Democrats are hoping for. They're hoping if they can just get him out of jail, and the president's not suggested down in El Salvador that that's going to happen, but if they could just get him out of jail, they're going to try to figure out some way to sneak him back into the country and hold a big news conference. And I hope that at that news conference, ICE swoops in, arrests him again, and deports him to Venezuela, where they're still eating the animals at the zoo for dinner. He's not coming back here. I just do not get that. All right, coming up, we're going to get you a check of business from Nicole Murray. We'll be back.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Little blues penalty music there, huh, Carl? Is that what that is?
About 10 years ago it was, yes.
Ah, okay. Who is this?
Pantera, Cowboys from Hell.
I should have probably, I've heard it, but it's been a while.
So motivated to win.
Great guitarist, though.
Awesome.
Hey, by the way, some new information is coming out on this shooting at Florida State yesterday. We already knew that the shooter was the son of a, or stepson, I should say, of a sheriff's deputy down there. And that he used her personal firearm to carry out at least part of his reign of terror on the campus. Now, the New York Post is reporting this morning that this Phoenix Eichner was some sort of a white supremacist and had made a lot of comments about black people and not liking them, and specifically Rosa Parks, and said that black people were destroying his community, and lots of other comments like that, according to classmates who had gone to school with him before. One being quoted as saying, "I thought to myself at one point, this guy should not have access to firearms." I don't know what point in the past that was, but that story has just been breaking, in case you were following that tragic story at the Florida State campus yesterday.
We don't know who was shot and killed, though, right? They haven't announced that.
I don't. I know some students were, a student or two were wounded. I believe they said that the two people who were killed were not students. So I don't know who that's what I heard yesterday. So I don't know who that is, but there were still some in critical condition. So that that could change for sure. So that's the latest I have on that right now. Carl, let's get to a check of business, please. Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, Nicole Murray with us right now to talk a little bit more about the markets, which have been all over the darn place. And now, obviously, it seems to be the president's comments about the Fed that are that are shaking up things in the market. Do I have that right?
President Trump is not happy with Chair Jerome Powell.
Yes.
That is correct.
That is true. And I know that I mean, it's not a surprise because he said that when he was on the campaign trail.
Yeah, he wants him to lower interest rates. He thinks he's playing politics.
Yes.
That whole thing.
That's what's going on. So what did that do to futures this morning?
Okay, so futures currently are mixed. Dow futures are down by more than 520 points. Thursday, the Dow lost 527. The NASDAQ down 20. The S&P 500 up 7. Mayor Kara Spencer began putting her stamp on the city's high-profile economic development arm yesterday, replacing Neil Richardson with her chief of staff, Nancy House, as chair of the organization's board of directors. Future minimum wage increases and new paid sick leave rules for employers were on the chopping block this week on the Republican-controlled Missouri Senate. Although Democrats said they were close to a compromise to block the repeal, Senate President Cindy O'Loughlin pulled the plug on talks and adjourned the Senate yesterday morning. The new rules are supposed to take effect May 1st. Commercial real estate firm L3 Corporation has announced it named Rick Spector as its new president. Spector joined L3 Corporation from JLL in 2019. The Holocaust Museum here, about a week after losing $130,000 in funding due to Trump administration spending cuts, announced an anonymous donation. Officials at the St. Louis Kaplan Feldman Holocaust Museum said the $125,000 gift would allow them to continue their work, digitizing some 300 interviews. Roughly 429 8,000 Casely portable power pods are under recall because they can overheat and potentially catch fire while charging phones, posing a burn hazard to consumers. Officials said 6 minor burn injuries have been reported to date. And finally, it's been a hot topic this week. There have been a lot of complaints about that all-female crew, which included Katy Perry and Gayle King, that went to space earlier this week. Wendy's posted a photo of Katy Perry exiting the spacecraft and said, "Send her back." Other celebrities and social media users have complained about the money spent on the flight.
Some of the memes that have come out about this, you got to admit, are hilarious, Nicole.
I'm, like, surprised, though. Why is Wendy's sticking their head in something about spit? Like, if it was about food or burgers or French fries, I would understand. But, like, this was just from left field.
Have they had a mix-up with Katy Perry at some point in the past?
Not that I know of. And Katy Perry is even like, "I'm a little confused by this," but, like, okay.
Some of these fast food joints have kind of gotten, gotten involved, I guess.
Salty.
Yeah, stuck their necks out there about some of these funny issues, not just this.
Here's where I think they kind of screwed up. I think they overplayed the first all-female crew in space kind of angle. Like when William Shatner went up a couple of years ago, that was pretty cool, and they all came down and said it was peaceful, and I loved looking at Earth from up there, and it, you know, they didn't try to make a political statement out of it of some sort, and I just thought that maybe... certainly Katy Perry with her, "It's all about love, and I didn't realize how much love there was in the world until I was floating in space, and now I want everybody to be in love." I mean, it was just, I think it just struck people as a little goofy.
Like a little misplaced, disconnected from reality.
Maybe
I'll
we've
give people that.
Overplayed it, because most of us, while we might think it was cool to do something like that, we don't have $150,000 laying around to do it, or... nobody's going to give us the free trip like Lauren Sanchez and what's his name did with Amazon, Bezos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think they overplayed their hand a little bit when they crawled out of the pod when it came back.
Well, Nicole, did you know if you fly, you know, like the ride that I guess Carl says is no longer there, but the rocket ship ride at Disney, you know, that kids can go on.
Orbiter.
Yeah, if you go on that, you're automatically an astronaut. You don't even have to
really?
Go through the training. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You're not just taking a ride, you're an astronaut.
I don't know. I thought the all-female astronaut angle was kind of cool. Like, I was
it,
like, yeah.
It is cool, except
go
that they're not
ladies.
Astronauts.
They're passengers. They were.
Well, they acted they like were they passengers. Were. They were upset that people were downplaying it and saying, "Oh, you just went for a ride." But, I mean, that is essentially what they did. It's still really cool what they did, and it's brave what they did. A lot of people would be way too scared to do that. So I give them props for that. That's cool. But, I mean, you can't pretend that you're some trained astronaut who actually did anything on the rocket ship to make it go up in space and back down. You sat there in a seat.
And talked about love.
And talked about love and getting your ears pierced.
And Katy Perry sang for them while they were up there. You didn't.
Where's that video, by the way? I thought that was supposed to be released.
I don't know. Were they going to release her singing?
Have you seen it, Nicole?
I've only seen video of her floating, and then I know she brought up a daisy just to kind of like bring representation of her daughter. And then she also revealed the set list for her tour. So it was a whole big
PR. Oh,
I missed that.
Yes. She brought a little like a little digitized card and kind of put it in front of the camera for a few seconds to promote it. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Nicole, listen, have a great weekend and a happy Easter celebration on Sunday.
Thank you to you all as well.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. I was getting an echo there, Carl. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's because she was leaving. She was done talking to us.
Oh, it's an echo. It was an echo. All right. That's good. So I did see a video yesterday. I sent it to you, Kim, of a woman who looks a lot like Katy Perry in a blue jumpsuit, like she'd just come out of the rocket. And she was dancing around, and she was singing like Katy Perry. And she goes, "I am so impressed. So excited that we as women were able to go up and we can promote things like STEM." And she's twirling this little flower in her hand, like the stem on this flower. Like she didn't know what STEM is an acronym for.
Yeah,
I mean, if that's what you're promoting, okay, that's cool. Let's get more women involved in sciences and technology. But at least know what you're talking about, Katie.
Yeah.
I just think... It's laughable now, and Gayle King can be as offended as she wants by it. Tyrus called her out on it the other day as well, but I thought that was pretty funny actually. Listen to Tyrus's reaction to the whole thing, because I thought you have to say it's pretty spot on.
It was a ride. You're not an astronaut. She said she was at the mission. You went up and you came down. That's what it is. It's a ride. It's a ride. And she's like, mankind, mission, and astronauts. You're not an astronaut. You didn't do anything astronaut-like.
I wonder if she'll respond to it this morning.
Doubt it.
Could be interesting. Could be interesting for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News with Ethan here in just a few minutes. Next hour, Jim Carafano on the latest negotiations to try to end what's going on in Ukraine, the war there. And we'll get to the Capitol beat, Congressman Eric Burleson, on the possibility of a millionaire tax increase in this budget deal, the resolution, the reconciliation. We'll be back.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it looks like the first footage from The Mandalorian and Grogu has been unveiled, showcasing action-packed scenes set in the snowy planet, which everyone thinks possibly is Hoth. Highlights include Mando battling stormtroopers inside an AT-AT, and Grogu using the Force to levitate objects and even swim. And Sigourney Weaver appears as a new Republic officer.
So
no kidding.
I have no idea what any of that means.
Oh, you know Sigourney Weaver, don't you?
The wiggle womps
like
and the zigzaps. I mean,
what's a Grogu and a blah blah?
Baby Yoda suit.
Baby Yoda.
Okay, got it.
Oh,
got
Baby
it.
Yoda's cute.
He can levitate. Yeah.
So this is happening at Star Wars Celebration Japan. So the only people that have seen any of this were there in Japan.
Oh.
And so
when does this come out? When's it?
Next May.
Oh, it's a whole year.
No, Yeah, May 26th.
It'll be a year out?
That's how they always
they just
do it.
Started.
We were announcing today in the year 2047, we have a movie coming out. Just wait.
Whatever that day is, we know where Carl will be.
I will be there.
Yes, indeed.
Keeping rolling with Star Wars. If you want to know, Darth Maul Shadow Lord has been announced also. It's set to premiere in 2026 on Disney
Plus.
It's a cartoon.
Sue was waiting for that, so I'm glad you
Darth
clarified.
Maul, let's get together for that.
We should do that, Sue.
Now, hold on. They also announced that Ryan Gosling's going to star in a Star Wars movie called Starfighter.
Why?
Why?
Because he can make money. Because
he
likes to make money.
And he's a beautiful man.
Yes.
Lee Corso, the iconic face for ESPN's College Game Day, has announced his retirement after nearly four decades on the show. His final appearance is scheduled to be August 30th of this year, coinciding with the opening weekend of college football. Corso, who will turn 90 on August 7th, joined College Game Day back in 87 and became renowned for his entertaining personality, signature catchphrase, "Not so fast, my friend," and beloved tradition of donning the mascot headgear to predict the game's winner. Over the year, he made 430 mascot selections, achieving a record of 286 wins, 144 losses.
About time, dude. That's a called
a career.
What a career, 90 years old.
And we need a catchphrase, Mark.
Not so
my
friend.
Not so fast.
I mean, like, you can't say stay classy, St. Louis, because obviously that's cliche. But I feel like I need some sort of a cool catchphrase.
We will work on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Kim, did you know who that was?
Lee Corso?
I do not know who that is.
See, we were talking with Ethan Hannaford, who is on with Mark and with Annie. He was debating whether to talk about that on Annie's show. And I'm like, Annie's a big college football fan. And I'm like, but I don't know if the audience necessarily knows who Lee Corso is.
I'll bet they do.
Sue, do you know who that is?
Been around a long time. Really? No idea?
Wow.
Wow.
Was that Sue's news yesterday at all?
Mm-mm.
No,
because
she don't know who he is.
My husband will be watching a baseball game. He's like, "You don't know who that player is?" I'm like, "No." Like,
I do that.
You're
to my
a
wife.
Huge baseball fan. Of course, you know who that player is.
You might know this person. Then let's see. Alicia Silverstone is set to reprise her iconic role as Cher Horowitz in the new Clue sequel series. It's currently in development at Peacock.
Clueless.
The series is a follow-up to the 1995 cult classic. It's going to be written by Josh Schwartz and Stephanie Savage. It's going to be, they don't really know what the plot is so far, but the series is expected to follow Cher's story after the events of the original film, which hints at a romantic future with Paul Rudd's character. He hasn't been announced, but he might show up.
If there's no Paul Rudd, then it's done.
No dice.
Then there's no show.
Then
Paul
she got
Rudd
a divorce.
Is great.
Well, no, that means, you know, the movie was all setting them up as she didn't know. And it was also based on Jane Austen. And so if he's not in this, that just negates everything from the first movie.
And the fact that she married her brother in that.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was their stepbrother. Didn't you remember that?
I did not.
Yes.
It was kind of weird. Tate McRae is facing significant backlash after confirming her collaboration with Morgan Wallen on his upcoming album, I'm the Problem, set for release on May 16th. The duet titled What I Want marks Wallen's first recorded collaboration with a female artist, and McRae had previously hinted at the partnership by posting on Instagram featuring a Tennessee Volunteers jersey emblazoned with T8 and Wallen's MW logo.
I'm the Problem. He's probably never been a more apt album name in history.
I thought that was a Taylor Swift song.
I'm the Problem.
No, that's
no. Taylor has never realized that she's the problem.
Anti-hero is the name of that song.
Anti-hero. Yeah, she has.
But I thought she sings about that. She does. Okay, that's a lyric.
Is the name of his album and a song that he.
Okay,
has done.
Got it. Trying to keep everything straight.
He needs a therapist.
For all my Marvel nerds out there, Julia Garner makes her Marvel debut as the Silver Surfer in the newly released trailer for Fantastic Four First Steps. This premiered yesterday. If you want to see it, like Carl, go out there. It's on the internet right now. I know a lot of people, except me and a few others, probably really care
about
that.
So who...
She was in Ozark. She's the blonde one.
Oh, yeah, but who are the members of the Fantastic Four this time?
The Mandalorian, Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, Pedro Pascal is playing. He's Reed Richards. Vanessa Kirby is Sue Storm. The guy from Stranger Things is Johnny Storm, and I can't think of his name.
Wow. Doesn't sound like that's going to be high on my list.
It also takes place in the 60s.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, like,
okay.
All the Avengers stuff has not happened yet, and this is going to be in the MCU.
I can't keep up with all that. I can't keep up with any of that either.
All right, we'll go back to something that's not Hollywood news, really, but in a heist straight out of a Hollywood script. Thieves tunneled under a concrete wall to rob Love Jewelry, a family-owned jewelry store in downtown Los Angeles, making off with an estimated $20 million in gold and gems. The burglars entered through the neighboring vacant building, bypassed security system, and spent several hours looting two large safes. The crime went unnoticed until employees arrived the next morning. Now, with no insurance coverage, the store owners are devastated and describe themselves as penniless.
How do you have insurance coverage? How do you not have surveillance cameras? How do you not have an alarm system? You're a jewelry store.
Not anymore, they're not.
And I'm thinking Ocean's 11. How the hell do they break into the safes?
They tunneled underneath and dug up.
Yeah, but you still have to get into the safe.
Is this sort of an inside job?
You got it. That's what I'm thinking.
Sounding a little fishy about this.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Time to retire.
And that's what I meant by that, Carl. Yes, thank you.
All right, coming up, we'll get to Congressman Eric Burleson and find out if it's true that they're going to allow a tax on millionaires in the new budget bill.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.